How's it going, Raider Nation? Chris Thomas here.
Yo, what happened?
Can I get through the intro? Good times, Talmudo. How's it going, Raider Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And we are back. We took a little bit of a break. Just wanting to take a breather. Because there's been a lot of controversy with the election season, and we just didn't want to get involved. We didn't want to do shows because this is supposed to be fun, and we don't want to be a very negative podcast and talking about politics and things like that. It's supposed to be fun.
Oh yeah, it's real fun to not do a podcast and not make any money. Great thinking. We've got a Thomas Edison right here.
Well, good times, Tom Lido. It's just a matter of trying to pick our spots. Let's build positive momentum moving forward, but not try and stir up controversy.
Oh, so play it safe, huh? Play it safe like a real wimp.
All right, Dale Pine, how are you?
I'm doing as well as I can. I've been pretty busy myself. I mean, I've been doing survey work leading up to the election.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. What have you found?
I have found that people who happen to like Arby's are very strong Trump supporters.
Is that right? Who would have guessed? The people that like Arby's happen to like Trump. Wow. Big breakthrough.
Okay. Can we focus on the matter at hand? We have Michael Ficus on with us.
Hello. This is Michael. I am a red-blooded American male. Please do not confuse my accent for being Hindu, Indian, anything like that. I am from America, and I am very proud of the red, white, and blue. I support the American flag, and I support the American man.
Okay, so that's what you are here for, Michael Ficus, is in your capacity as a relationship expert, a couple therapist, whatever you want to call it. You've noticed that more and more men... prominent men are crying, and you first made the observation about Doc Rivers.
Yes, that's right, Doc Rivers, the former Clippers coach who lost the respect of his players. I mean, let's face it, he lost the respect of his players because he started to cry.
Well, I mean, crying is a natural thing, especially in tough times. Doc Rivers cried after the passing of Kobe Bryant.
Yes, I mean, and it made him look very feminine. You want a strong, masculine leader who is not going to start bawling because someone happens to bash.
Well, I mean, you have to have sympathy, and people have emotions. If something tragic happens, you're bound to cry.
Not if you're a man. Only a real man would be powerful enough, strong enough to say, a person who was a friend, someone that I know that has passed, is no longer here. Now, what's for dinner?
What? If you lose someone that you care about very much, you're not going to immediately ask what's for dinner.
If you are a man, you are going to ask what is for dinner, because real men are not going to get caught up in the moment. And Doc Rivers, you know, he's just crying about Kobe Bryant. He's crying about the situation with the racial police.
Racial police, you mean the accusations of brutality?
Yes, he said the police target people that are African American, and he said, no one loves us, and he started crying again. Now, how do you expect players to respect someone who is just crying like a baby to the media, and lactating on camera?
Lactating on camera? What?
Yes, I mean, he had so much estrogen that not only was he crying, but milk was seeping out, and it got on his dress shirt, and people could see the milk was there. And so when you have a crew of men, a crew of athletic specimens, and they see their coach in the corner, you know, wiping his eyes with Kleenex and using the Kleenex to sop up the milk seeping from his nipples, they get concerned. How can we respect a coach that is a woman?
Well, I mean, you've opened a Pandora's box, because it's certainly possible for male players to respect a woman. And Doc Rivers is obviously not a woman. I mean, he was just crying because, I mean, it's been a very challenging year for him as a coach. I mean, he ended up losing his job. And so I'm not gonna pile on Doc Rivers.
I'm surprised by you. You just said Doc Rivers lost his job. He lost his job because he is not a man. You do not cry in front of players. They lose respect for you. Players want a man. They do not want a crybaby. And it is so embarrassing. I mean, look at Rush Limbaugh.
Okay, I mean, that's totally different. Rush is talking about his health situation. And if he gets a little bit emotional on the radio, what business is it of yours?
If you are on the radio and you are talking about your health, and you are a man, no one wants to hear sobbing. No one wants to hear sniffling. We want tough times call for toughness. We don't need this. We don't need weakness. We do not need to be led by women. Being led by women is the path to nowhere.
Okay, that is totally false. I mean, there have been great female leaders across history. So, I think your problems with women are totally unfounded and uncalled for.
Oh, okay, Chris Thomas is simping for, let's see, who is it this week? Who is it that you are fantasizing about
who will never give you the time of day. Who is it? Is it Snooky? Is it that lady from the medical alert bracelet? I mean, who is it?
Who I have a crush on is none of your business, and it's not simping. I mean, that's a very negative, derisive term.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm trying to point out that men can only get respect if they stand firm, stand tall, stand strong, and, you know, be stoic. No tears. No more tears. No one wants that.
That's right, my friend, yes. I have done a survey of women who were on a dating app.
Who are you again?
My name is Dale Pine.
Wait a minute, Dale Pine? I'm confused. Wasn't Dale Pine the name of the adult daycare center person?
Oh boy.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, yes, I believe that on this program, Greater Nation, there was a man named Dale Pine who was a adult daycare center operator, and you went by the name of Nigel Lee.
Okay, Michael, well, you know, you are...
Are you having a stroke or something?
Well, no, I'm just trying to think of an explanation. It's something where the Dale Pine, who was on the show, who operated an adult daycare center, became preoccupied because of the virus, and he said he probably wouldn't be able to be on anymore. And Nigel Lee.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, Nigel Lee said, "Can I use the name Dale Pine?"
So you just let someone take someone's identity without caring?
Well, I mean, he's just operating under almost like a stage name, because he thought that, you know, if he was doing his survey work as Nigel Lee, and he was on Grady Nation, people would become aware that, you know, he was talking about survey results.
What? That makes absolutely no sense.
No, well, if he is someone who is coming on podcasts and he's talking about his surveys, people are not going to feel comfortable responding to his surveys. So he asked if he can use a different name, operate under a different name. So when he comes on the podcast, he goes by Nigel Lee. It would cause problems. So instead, he took the name of Dale Pine, because Dale is too busy with the adult daycare center given the virus, and it didn't seem like a problem, you know, because Dale Pine, the adult daycare center operator, is not going to be on the show anymore.
Who said that?
Oh my goodness! It is the real Dale Pine.
Oh wow, this is very uncomfortable.
This is amazing. How are you, Dale?
I'm a bit shocked that we left this podcast on good terms, and little do I know, my identity has been stolen.
Your identity has not been stolen. He's just, you know, operating under an alias.
Well, an alias is a fake name, and I mean, Dale Pine is my name. Why can't he go by Nigel Lee?
Like I said, if you went by Nigel Lee, people would become aware of him giving survey results out on the podcast, and then people would feel uncomfortable about participating in his surveys.
Well, you know, Tuff, if you want to be on the podcast, go by your real name. I'm Dale Pine. He's Nigel Lee.
Exactly. Exactly. This is all about being a man. Only someone who is tough enough, strong enough to put up with criticism is willing to go by their real name. I am Michael Fikas, and I am not going to let anyone use my name to try and get out of any potential controversy. Because when you are
a man,
you embrace the controversy. You confront it head on. And Nigel Lee, you should be ashamed of yourself. And so should you, Mr. Thomas.
Well, I mean, Nigel Lee made the request. He said he didn't want his survey business and the podcast business to overlap. He wanted to use a name since Nigel was busy with the adult daycare center. I said, okay, just use the name Nigel Lee. If anyone is to blame, it's probably me.
So do I get royalties from all the episodes where my name is used? And this survey freak is getting all the credit.
Well, I feel like this show is in a very awkward spot.
Yes, my friend, yes. And I think that Dale Pine should be respectful of everything I've done on this podcast.
Well, you've done everything in my name.
That, well, I can't refute that. But I think that you should consider going back to where you came from and leaving us the hell alone.
No, I'm not going to let that happen. You cannot be on this podcast using my name.
Okay, so from now on, he can't be Dale Pine.
That's exactly right. I am Dale Pine. The real Dale Pine. He's Nigel Lee.
I cannot believe this. I am shouting at the top of my lungs. What's going on? I am furious. I should not be forced to operate under a name I do not feel comfortable using on the air.
So, what are you saying?
If I have to go by Nigel Lee, I do not want to be on this show anymore.
Oh, jeez. Michael Fikas, do you see what you caused?
All I am pointing out is that when you are a man, you are accountable. You're not going to cry. You're not going to operate under an alias. This is actually, come on, be a man.
I guess this is my last great initiation.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be your last great initiation. Just use your original name, Nigel Lee.
I cannot do that. I just can't. I'm gonna have to step back and take a breather.
Well, I'm very sad to hear that.
I'm not. More time for me. More time to talk about all the things I enjoy. You know, there's the spicy chicken McNuggets that are so, so good.
Okay, good times, Tomado. It sounds like Dale Pine.
No, I'm Dale Pine.
Oh, okay. Nigel Lee.
That's right. He's Nigel Lee.
It sounds like Nigel Lee does not want to be a part of the show anymore. But maybe you'll come back, right?
I don't know. I have to think about it.
Okay, well, we'll give you time to think about it.
Yeah, 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's the decision, stupid?
Oh, you can be a little bit nicer. Somehow Michael Fike is talking about masculinity turned into a question of identity theft.
Well, I mean, you caused it.
I do take responsibility, and if Nigel Lee wants to step back from Great Nation, I'll respect that. But the real Dale Pine, are you going to be a part of the show now, since you don't want the fake Dale Pine to be using your name?
Well, it will depend on whether you fill my bank account.
Good luck with that. So bank account, I mean, you're living in a dream world. Mr. Thomas is world-class cheapskate.
Yes, that's right. I think we can all agree on that.
That is definitely the case. He is not a man. I mean, he might be a woman himself because he cannot support himself financially without the assistance of others.
All right, that is so derogatory towards women and derogatory towards me. I guess we shall say farewell to Nigel Lee / Fake Dale Pine.
I could have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling kids.
Apparently this is a Scooby-Doo episode. We will check in with you later, Grady Nation. It sounds like a lot of changes are afoot.
Yeah, and hopefully those changes involve more McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets discussion.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You are not a man.
Goodbye, everyone. Take care.